Two Sizes Too Small, written by Eliza Jane, read by Apple Juice. Pairing, Jared/Jensen. Summary, Jensen's a little grinchy. Jared's determined to change that. Rated PG-13. Jared's boyfriend is a grinch. There's no two ways about it. He and Jensen had spent their previous three Christmases together apart, with their respective families, which meant that Jared was heretofore unaware of this serious character flaw until it came time to decorate. By then, it was too late to send Jensen home to his parents, so Jared was determined to make everything so fucking jolly that Jensen couldn't help but get into the spirit. That was the plan, anyway. First, it was the tree. Jensen asked why they couldn't just get a fake one, and Jared didn't bother dignifying that question with an answer. He wasn't stupid enough to try and get Jensen to do the whole cutting one down shebang, but there was no way in hell he was putting a plastic travesty up in the living room. Jensen went with him to the lot wearing a black pea coat and his gray scarf. Jared went in a bright red sweater and Santa hat. Then came the actual decorating. Jared had plans. Big, big plans. He dug out the decorations they'd both brought home with them last year. His was a mix of handmade ornaments and cheesy Hallmark ones his aunts used to send them all as kids. There were also a few candle holders, a Mr. and Mrs. Claus candy dish set, and the coveted stuffed elf that he and his siblings always fought over. It was ugly as sin, but a fundamental part of Christmas for Jared. His sister had already called and bitched him out when she discovered it was missing. Jensen's box was filled with glass ball ornaments. "Dude, what the hell?" Jared asked when he opened it. "Shit, I must have taken the wrong box." Jensen shrugged and sipped at his coffee like it was no big deal. Jared stood up and took a deep breath and counted to 10. "I made spiced cider, you know. It's sitting in there on the stove." There was Christmas music playing and a fire in the fireplace. The whole house reeked of happiness and goodwill. "It's way too sweet." Jensen leaned in and gave him a quick kiss. "Let's get this over with, huh?" The next thing on Jared's jollility agenda was cookies. He waited until Jensen was out doing his holiday shopping, and then started baking his ass off. By the time Jensen got home, Jared had 2 dozen gingerbread men cooling, and he was in the middle of assembling a gingerbread house. "Cookie decorating time!" he yelled as Jensen hauled his bags back to the bedroom. Jensen appeared in the kitchen a few minutes later, looking frazzled and beaten down by holiday shoppers. "If I hear Jingle Bell Rock one more time, I might shoot someone." Jared slapped his hand when he reached for a cookie. "We have to decorate first." The look Jensen gave him was so pathetic Jared almost relented. But they were being festive, damn it. "There's pumpkin spice coffee in the coffee pot." "Is the beer in the fridge pumpkin spice?" Jensen asked. When Jared shook his head, he got up and grabbed a bottle, then proceeded to decorate 12 gingerbread men in increasingly lascivious ways. Jared hadn't even known it was possible to make cookies that dirty. Jensen definitely had a gift. "There is no way in hell I'm going caroling," Jensen said without looking up from the newspaper. "So much for that plan." "What is wrong with you?" Jared thought he'd been dealing fairly well, but this was too far. "We are not watching Shawshank Redemption on Christmas Eve." "It's a good movie," Jensen said, as if that was anywhere near the point. "You can choose between It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story." What they should have gotten was A Christmas Carol. Jensen chose It's a Wonderful Life and fell asleep halfway through, his head in Jared's lap. Jared petted his hair and let him sleep. He was much more pleasant that way, anyway. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house, Jared recited as Jensen brushed his teeth. Jared was already in his Christmas boxers. They had the Peanut Gang on the front, and they said Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, on the back. Jensen climbed into bed in a pair of black boxer briefs, kissed Jared with minty fresh breath, and said, "Santa won't stop here if you're still awake." "Bah humbug." Jared turned on his side away from Jensen and had no trouble whatsoever falling asleep. Jared woke up alone. Jensen's side of the bed was cold, which was weird. Jensen never got up first. After pulling on the candy cane pajama pants, red sweatshirt, and elf slippers he set out the night before, Jared headed downstairs in search of his errant, grinchy boyfriend. Said boyfriend was in the kitchen, nursing a cup of coffee. He was wearing Jared's favorite green sweater, the one that made his eyes look so pretty, and a pair of red pajama pants with what appeared to be Christmas trees and snowmen all over them. "There's coffee in the pot," Jensen said, kissing him on the cheek as he walked past him. It was pumpkin spice coffee, to be exact, and when Jared turned around, Jensen was pulling a tray of rolls out of the oven. "What the hell?" "Caramel rolls, my mom's recipe." Jensen set them down on the stove and grinned. "Looks like Santa came, though I think he objected to some of the cookies you left him." When Jared went out into the living room to check, he saw the stockings were indeed stuffed. There were more presents under the tree, a fire going in the fireplace, and orchestral Christmas music playing on the stereo. The cookie plate was empty save for one irate-looking gingerbread man who was giving Jared the finger. "You can see why Santa might have gotten the wrong idea," Jensen said, wrapping his arms around Jared's waist. "We'll have to write him an apology note if we want him to come back next year." "Jensen!" Jared turned around and pulled Jensen into a hug. Before he could question him, though, Jensen pointed up. There was mistletoe hanging over their heads. After Jared finished very thoroughly honoring tradition, he grinned down at Jensen and asked, "How long have you been up?" Jensen shrugged, looking both sheepish and pleased. "Merry Christmas." "And God bless us, everyone!" Jared laughed and threw his hands up with the proclamation. "Dude, you're such a dork. Let's eat some caramel rolls and open presents." Jensen took a step back, acting as though he was above it all, but Jared knew better now. His boyfriend was the sappiest who down in Whoville. Jared couldn't be happier about it.